Florida Public Service Commission news release dated Friday, September 28, 2012. Items of interest at upcoming Florida PSC Commission conference. The following items are among those scheduled for consideration by the Florida Public Service Commission at its Tuesday, October 2nd Commission Conference. Item 5, Docket Number 120175-TP. Application for designation as an eligible telecommunications carrier, ETC, to provide lifeline service to rural service territory by Cox Communications. The Commission will address a staff recommendation on Cox Florida Telecom LP's application requesting ETC designation to receive federal universal service low-income support for providing lifeline service to qualified households in its rural service territory. Cox provides service in the Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, and Gainesville, Ocala areas. Item 7, Docket Number 120075-EI. Request by Gulf Power Company to modify its underground residential differential tariffs. The Commission will consider a staff recommendation on the utility's request to update its URD tariffs that provide standard charges for underground service in new subdivisions and the cost to provide underground service instead of overhead service. Item 8, Docket Number 120228-EQ. Petition for approval of modifications to standard interconnection agreements by Progress Energy Florida Incorporated. The Commission will address a staff recommendation on the utility's petition to modify its standard interconnection agreement tariff for customer-owned renewable generation to adhere to the law's limitations on liability insurance. The Commission conference is scheduled for the following time and location: Tuesday, October 2, 2012, 9:30 a.m., Betty Easley Conference Center, Joseph P. Cressy Hearing Room, that's room 148, 4075 Esplanade Way, Tallahassee, Florida. The Commission conference is broadcast on the Florida Channel. Check your local listings, and is available online at www.floridapsc.com. Look for the Watch Live Broadcast icon on the left side of the webpage. For additional information, visit www.floridapsc.com and follow the PSC on Twitter at @FloridaPSC.